Welcome back to I'm No Rookie, the podcast for beauty, spa, and wellness professionals ready to take their expertise beyond the treatment room and into exciting new opportunities in education and training. So whether you're exploring teaching, mentoring, or starting your own online academy, this podcast is here to inspire, guide, and empower you. I'm your host, Isle, and today we're tackling one of the most important steps in building your own online tutoring business. Asking yourself the right questions before you begin, because let's be honest, success doesn't come from winging it. It comes from preparing, strategy, and a little bit of bravery. And this episode is all about helping you lay that strong foundation so that you can build a business that works for you. Before we dive into the five key decisions, let me take you back a little from when I started. So since 2015, when I started my entrepreneur journey, my focus has been personal and career development for professionals within the beauty, spa, and wellness sector. Over the years, I've learned so much about what it really takes to run an online business. I've had the privilege of helping salon owners, whether they're mobile or fixed site, build their online presence through marketing strategies and social media. And let me tell you this, it's not just about having the right tools, it's about having a solid foundation. That's why this episode is so important to me. So before you start asking, tools do I need to start my business? You need to get clear on these key areas I'm about to kind of share with you. It's about setting yourself up for long-term success, not just a quick start. So let's get started. Here are the five key questions you need to ask before you start. Number one, what problem do I solve? So this is a big one. You need to be clear on the problems or the problem you solve for your learners. Too often we jump into creating a business with this idea of what we want to offer, but we forget to actually think about what people actually need. If you don't know the problem you're solving, you won't know how you're solving it or how you communicate your value. For example, let's say you're an expert in skincare. The niche could be teaching beauty therapists how to customize skincare routines for clients with sensitive skin. That's specific, right? It's actionable and it solves a real problem in the industry. So take some time to brainstorm. What do you know inside and out? What's the one thing you've helped people over the years gain? That's where your business starts from. So that's number one. Number two, who is your ideal learner? So I can't stress this one enough. Your ideal learner is not everyone. Trying to serve everyone is a fast track to serving no one. You need to narrow it down. Are you teaching beginners who are just starting out? Or maybe professionals looking to upskill? Or maybe business owners who want to refine their craft? So let me tell you a quick story about one of my students. She wanted to kind of teach beauty therapists how to master advanced waxer techniques. At first, she said her audience was everyone, anyone interested in waxing. But after doing some digging, she realized her sweet spot was actually salon owners who wanted their teams to excel. That clarity changed everything. It made her content more focused, her marketing more effective, and her confidence skyrocketed. So think about your audience. Who needs the knowledge the most, and how can you speak directly to them? Let me give you kind of another example of how this works in my own business, developing Educators Academy. When I started, I knew my audience was within the beauty, spa, and wellness industry. Great, tick, right? But I also knew it wasn't everyone in the industry. I focus on therapists and managers. So those who wanted to kind of pivot into education. Why? Because I've worked with them when they were gaining their managerial qualifications, and I knew the next step for many of them was either management or education. So I structured my business specifically to serve their needs. That doesn't mean that other people in the industry don't come to me. They do, but it allows me to tailor my messaging and communication to address their specific pain points, their desires, and challenges. And that's what makes my business stand out, knowing exactly who I serve and why. And that's the power of understanding your audience. Once you're clear on who they are, you can tailor your services, communication, and even your marketing to speak directly to them. This episode is brought to you by Developing Educators Academy. If you're ready to take the next step in your career, whether that's becoming an assessor, a trainer, or launching your own online academy, Developing Educators Academy has the courses and support to help you thrive. So download our brochure at developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure and let's get started. So another question you need to ask yourself, what is your unique teaching style? Here's something I tell every new tutor I work with. Your personality is your superpower. So ask yourself, how do you teach best? Are you hands-on and practical, or do you love storytelling? Are you all about breaking complex ideas into bite-sized pieces? Your teaching style is what will set you apart in the online space. And the best part, you don't need to copy anyone else. Be authentic. The more you lean into what makes you you, the more your learners will connect with you. For me, I thrive on making complex ideas simple and relatable. I'm a very instructional kind of lecturer. I like to give step by step, and I think that's down to the way I like to learn. And I think it gives clarity when you're telling people how to do things step by step. It's not just about jargon or overcomplicating things. It's about real talk, actionable advice, and a bit of inspiration. Find your style and own it. Another thing I've learned from working with businesses, especially those looking to kind of start growing their own online training academies, is the importance of staying aligned with your audience. So when you start out, you might have a kind of a good sense of what your audience wants, but trust me, their needs will evolve. That's why you need to adapt consistently. For example, I've worked with businesses to help them identify their audience pain points and limitations. Sometimes it's about understanding what tools they need, what kind of support they're missing. Other times it's about digging deeper, looking at the competitors, reading reviews, or analyzing comments on social media to try to understand your audience's desires and struggles. The key is this: don't create for yourself, create for your audience. Build your products, your academies, and your services with them in mind. When you focus on their needs, you're not just offering value, you're creating something that truly resonates and stands in its market. The fourth question you need to really think about is, what tools will you use? This one is practical, but also important as well. What tools will you use to deliver your training? Now, if you've been kind of following me on YouTube, you know I'm a big fan of Google Classroom. It's simple and it's effective and perfect for online tutors just starting out. But it's not the only option. There's also System.io, there's Zoom that you could use, there's Google Meets, and even platforms like Thrivecart for selling your courses. But here's my advice. Start with tools that feel manageable. You don't need to invest in every fancy piece of software right away. Keep it simple, test what works for you, and grow from there. The fifth question that you need to ask yourself is, what's your end goal? Do you want to build a side hustle that kind of brings extra income? Are you aiming to transition out of your current role and go full-time? Or maybe you want to create a legacy by training the next generation in our industry. Knowing your why will keep you motivated when things get tough. It will guide your decisions, shape your content, and keep you aligned with your vision. For me, my end goal has always been about impact, helping beauty, spa, and wellness professionals to take the next step, to get out of that stuck mode or that anticipation or that dread feeling that they have in that current job and stepping into education roles that changes lives. So what's yours and how can you start building towards it today? All right, let's recap those five key questions. Number one, what problem do you solve? Number two, who is your ideal learner? Number three, what's your unique teaching style? Number four, What tools will you use? And number five, what's your end goal? Answering these questions isn't just about starting a business. It's about starting a business with purpose, focus, and clarity. Thank you so much for tuning in to I'm No Rookie. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend or colleague who's thinking about starting their own online tutoring journey. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And remember, you're no rookie in your field. It's just time to take your expertise to the next level. So stay confident, keep inspiring, and I'll see you in the next episode.